Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Marshall Rosenberg PhD's Nonviolent Communication Create Your Life. Your relationships and your world in harmony with your values is a foundational self-help and communication book that presents nonviolent communication, often abbreviated as NVC, as both a practical dialogue method and a broader ethical orientation toward human connection. Rosenberg, a psychologist and mediator, developed the approach through decades of conflict resolution work in families, schools, workplaces, prisons, and political settings. The book argues that many conflicts are intensified by habitual patterns of judgment, blame, diagnosis, comparison, and demand. In response, it teaches a four-part process built around observing without evaluation, identifying feelings, recognizing underlying needs, and making clear requests. Its purpose is not simply to make speech more polite, but to shift attention from winning arguments toward understanding what people value and need. The result is a highly practical guide to empathy, self-expression, conflict transformation, and emotionally responsible communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, observation without evaluation as the foundation of clearer dialogue, a central move in Rosenberg's method is separating observation from evaluation. The distinction matters because many disagreements begin before the real issue is named. One person describes another as lazy, selfish, rude, irresponsible, or controlling, and the other person hears an attack rather than information. NVC asks speakers to begin with concrete, time-bound observations that another person could reasonably recognize, such as what was said, what happened, or what was not done. This does not remove interpretation from human life, but it delays judgment long enough to create a shared basis for conversation. The practical reasoning is simple. People are more able to listen when they are not first required to defend their character. Rosenberg treats evaluative language as life alienating because it turns conflict into a contest over who is right or wrong. Observation, by contrast, narrows the conversation to specific events and makes repair possible. This step is especially important in recurring relational conflicts, where accumulated resentment can make every new incident feel like evidence of a fixed personality flaw. By grounding speech in observable facts, NVC reduces defensiveness and prepares the way for feelings, needs, and requests to be expressed with greater precision. Secondly, feelings and needs is the hidden structure beneath conflict. Rosenberg's framework places unusual emphasis on the connection between feelings and needs. In ordinary conflict, feelings are often expressed as accusations, such as feeling ignored, manipulated, or betrayed. NVC asks readers to distinguish actual emotional states from interpretations of another person's intention. A person may feel hurt, worried, lonely, angry, relieved, or discouraged, but the meaning assigned to another person's motives requires a separate examination. The next step is identifying the need connected to the feeling. For Rosenberg, needs are universal human motivations, including respect, safety, autonomy, belonging, understanding, contribution, rest, and reliability. This focus changes the structure of conflict because it moves attention away from moral judgment and toward what matters to each person. If anger is linked to an unmet need for consideration, or sadness to an unmet need for connection, the conversation becomes more specific and less punitive. The book's reasoning is that human behavior is usually an attempt, successful or unsuccessful, to meet needs. When people can hear the need beneath a complaint, they are less likely to respond only to the complaint's harsh wording. This makes NVC not merely a speaking technique, but a method for translating emotional reactions into intelligible human concerns. Thirdly, requests rather than demands as a model of cooperative influence. The fourth component of NVC is making requests that are concrete, doable, and open to refusal. This distinction between request and demand is essential to Rosenberg's view of humane communication. A demand may appear polite in wording, but it carries a threat of blame, punishment, withdrawal, or moral condemnation if the other person says no. A genuine request, by contrast, invites cooperation while preserving the other person's autonomy. Rosenberg argues that relationships become more stable when people act from willingness, rather than fear, guilt, shame, or obligation. The book therefore encourages requests that name a specific action rather than a vague wish. Asking someone to be more considerate is less actionable than asking whether they would be willing to call if they will be late. This specificity reduces confusion and gives both parties a clearer test of whether the need can be met. The approach also reframes power. Instead of using power over another person through pressure or coercion, NVC aims for power with others through shared understanding and voluntary agreement. This is one reason the book has been used in mediation and organizational settings. It offers a practical language for moving from complaint to negotiable action without pretending that differences do not exist. Fourthly, empathic listening and self-empathy as tools for emotional regulation. nonviolent communication is not limited to expressing oneself more carefully. It also trains readers to listen for feelings and needs behind another person's words. Rosenberg emphasizes that criticism, blame, and anger often conceal unexpressed needs. Instead of answering an attack with counterattack or immediate explanation, NBC encourages listeners to attend to what the speaker may be feeling and needing. This does not mean agreeing with the person's interpretation or accepting harmful behavior. It means trying to understand the human concern beneath the surface language so that the exchange does not remain trapped in accusation and defense. The same principle applies inwardly through self-empathy. Rosenberg treats self-judgment and shame as forms of violent inner speech because they obscure the needs behind regret, fear, or anger. When a person pauses to identify what they feel and what need is active, they gain more choice over how to respond. This is especially important in the book's treatment of anger. Anger is not dismissed, but it is traced to judgmental thinking and unmet needs. By translating anger into needs, a person can express intensity without turning it into punishment. The result is a model of emotional regulation that depends less on suppression and more on accurate self-understanding. Lastly, broad social application and the challenge of using NBC without rigidity. One distinctive feature of Rosenberg's book is its range of application. NVC is presented as relevant not only to couples and families, but also to schools, workplaces, mediation, prisons, activism, and political conflict. This broad reach comes from the model's claim that all people share basic needs, even when their strategies for meeting them clash. In institutional settings, the process can help clarify interests, reduce blame, and make negotiation more humane. In education, it supports a less punitive approach to discipline by asking what needs are driving behavior and what requests might create mutual respect. In workplaces, it can improve feedback conversations by replacing character judgments with observations, impacts, needs, and specific requests. At the same time, the book's strengths can become limitations if the method is applied mechanically. Some readers find the formula unnatural when used without sensitivity to tone, timing, culture, or power differences. Others argue that interpersonal empathy cannot by itself resolve structural injustice or unequal authority. These criticisms do not negate the usefulness of NBC, but they clarify how it should be used as a disciplined practice for increasing awareness and connection, not as a script that overrides context or substitutes for institutional change. In conclusion, nonviolent communication is best suited for readers who want practical tools for difficult conversations rather than a purely theoretical account of communication. It is especially useful for partners, parents, educators, therapists, mediators, managers, community organizers, and anyone who repeatedly encounters conflict, criticism. One stan a, defensiveness, or emotional escalation. The book offers immediate benefits because its four-part structure gives readers a way to slow down reactive speech and translate conflict into observable facts, feelings, needs, and requests. Intellectually, it also encourages a different view of human behavior instead of treating conflict as evidence of bad character. It asks what unmet needs and ineffective strategies may be operating beneath the surface. What makes the book stand out from many relationship and communication guides is its combination of moral seriousness and practical simplicity. Rosenberg does not merely advise kindness or active listening in general terms, he gives a concrete vocabulary for practicing them under pressure. Compared with more conventional negotiation books, NVC is more emotionally focused and more concerned with mutual compassion. Compared with many self-help books, it has a clearer procedural discipline and a long history of use in mediation and training contexts. Its limitations are real, particularly the risk of sounding formulaic or overlooking structural power. But its core method remains a durable and influential contribution to conflict resolution. If you would like to support Marshall Rosenberg, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.